Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, you know, some teens get debutante balls or quinceañeras, but almost all of them get a chance to go to the prom. Hey, do you have a date? A tux? A gown? A limo? How about the corsage? What about the photos? Are you going to buy the photos? Now, by the end of all that, going to prom can cost some teens hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. So kids and the parents who usually shell out the big bucks are cutting back, right? Well, Christine Hawney of the New York Times just took a look at the question. Morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what made you look at something this specific economically?
I was actually working on a story on foreclosure, and I found when I was with a family who was facing foreclosure that a lot of the discussion revolved around prom. And even though they were fighting keeping their home, they were still making sure that their daughter made it to her junior prom. And we're not talking about wearing a, you know, an inexpensive gown. She was still wearing a $425 gown, still getting the party bus, still getting the hair, the nails, everything done. So that made me start looking at it as a sociological question. Why are people spending so much money on prom when we're in one of the worst economies in recent decades?
And you actually went and looked at states where foreclosure rates were up, right?
Yes. I found that the prom industry is actually booming in parts of Florida. If you look at parts of California near Orange County where the mortgage industry was concentrated, they still have people buying very expensive gowns. I spoke with a dress shop owner just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, where so many banks were concentrated. Still business is up and still people are doing whatever they can to go to prom.
Yeah, and we actually spoke to one of those shop owners in California, and this is Suzanne Aguila, who's been in the business of selling prom dresses for over 20 years.
I don't know where all these kids are coming from, but I'm getting customers that are driving from Orange County, Bakersfield, and I've never seen anything like this. To me, this is a little strange, and I was not ready for this at all. And I think what's happening is that family members are helping to pitch in to buy that girl her $300 or $400 or $500 prom dress. And that's the difference that I see now.
$300, $400 prom dress? I know a friend of mine who bought her wedding dress for $125 in a secondhand store. I mean,
she's still married?
She is, very happily.
Yeah, just wanted to check.
I mean, what's the deal? Is this the real price for gowns these days?
Yes, and actually in some cases when I spoke with one dress shop owner in Florida, she said people were spending $800, $900 in the last couple of years, and that was in southern Florida. Those people have now dropped to the $500 price range. So there's a tremendous amount of money being poured into this one night, and for a gown that's typically worn just once.
Wow. Well, you interviewed quite a few people, and we are talking to, got a little bit of sound from someone who you interviewed, Michelle from Passaic Valley Regional High in Little Falls, New Jersey.
Well, we're all meeting up at a friend of mine's house to take pictures, and we're taking a limo to the restaurant, and it's at the Crystal Plaza, and my parents are helping me pay for it. They haven't told me that I had to, but I want to help them. It's the last time that all of us are going to be together as a class. So, like, it's probably one of the last times that we're going to see each other and get to have fun together.
Wow. It's kind of like a rite of passage for the child, but it's also about the parents a lot, it seems.
It seems to be very much about the parents as well, that they want their child to have this. And a lot of parents were sacrificing a lot to get their kids to prom. Quite a few parents I spoke to were giving up buying clothes, shoes, going out to dinner. They were really thinking about a lot of their budgets to make sure that their child went to prom.
Now, one of the things that really fascinates me about this is if you think about people who could lose their home, why do you think it's so important? Is it a matter of pride? Like, we're not going to let our kid be the one kid who doesn't show up at prom or who shows up with a ugly dress? Or what do you think the motivation is when they, frankly, many people would say, well, why don't you just try to save your house?
Well, one of the things we're finding is that parents will kind of cut anything except these rites of passage and things for their kids, whether it's prom, whether it's violin lessons, they'll forego anything. But there's also, I guess this had happened during the late Great Depression, that people would do whatever they could, and that's a time when the prom actually took off even more as well, because there's a tremendous compulsion to keep up with appearances, and families will do whatever they can to keep that going, no matter what the financial situation is.
All right, we do have a a father who is actually this is a high school senior from New Jersey, yet another teen who's making some sacrifices, Corey Rockauer, and who's seen some kids struggle to find a way, but his father is actually footing the bill.
I'm very lucky that my dad is able to pay for something like that, because a lot of kids, at first really balked at this, but, kids are finding a way to be able to do it.
Just very quickly, what do you think we should take away from this?
That people are going to spend on these rites of passage no matter what their financial situation is, and that hopefully with this recession, people will realize that it is okay to be a little more thrifty than it was during other economic downturns.
All right. Thanks so much, Christine Hawney of the New York Times.
An economic indicator. Proms not necessarily going south, even though concerns about them are. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.